a semi-promoted team will look back on nights when they probably haven't played their best, but the important thing is to get the result. Would you agree that's probably from what you've seen from your team tonight?
Definitely, and we showed today a winning mentality. It was a difficult game. It's a difficult game anyway when you have to deliver in this toughest league in the world and this relentless league all 3 days, and then today a difficult away game on a difficult pitch against a side who went into this game with a clean sheet win, also a bit flying, and they're fighting desperately also to win some points against relegation. And Aitor Karanka's side are always well organized, well structured, so difficult to beat them. And then to win the game really 3-1 and also in this manner after some problems in the first half, and then it was a fantastic second half, is more or less priceless and pretty valuable 3 points, and pretty delighted and much good to the dressing.
I'm sure it is, yeah. But talking of mood, would it be fair to say you were a little bit frustrated yourself? We could hear you. Obviously, it's an empty stadium. That first half, you wasn't happy with what you saw from your guys. Safe to say you maybe got some points across at halftime?
Yeah, sometimes I'm perhaps a bit over-strict with them, if I'm honest. We can also reduce it and say, listen, we have created perhaps more than any other side here in a difficult away game against Birmingham, because this side is always that compact. We scored a fantastic goal. We had a penalty that we sadly missed. We had Kenny McLean in the one against one situation on the goalkeeper. You could speak about that. This was more or less more than you actually get against the side, and the goal we conceded was more or less a half own goal anyhow. So it was unnecessary to be there just with a draw at halftime, and you could argue, yeah, it was a bit unlucky. But if I'm honest, I was not really 100% happy with our mindset in the first half. So we were not poor or whatever, but I got the feeling so we were not willing to do the basics, to do the dirty stuff against the ball. I was quite happy with our game with the ball, but against the ball I think we were too much concentrated. Okay, I rest a little bit, I save some energy for the game with the ball. Not willing really also to accept against a good side. Sometimes you have to defend, and first half it felt, yeah, that 40 crosses came into our box, although we were never an underload on the wings. But we lost in the 1-1, the 2-2, the 3-3 situations. Yeah, we're also a bit like not willing to throw our body really into the duels, also in the pressing. We have always pressure on the ball. We were shifting, but not really with intensity. And it was still unlucky that we were not in lead at halftime. But I told them at halftime, listen, for me, it's, and I know it's difficult when you have to deliver all 3 days, or always that the fire has to burn all 3 days. But I told them at halftime, for me, it's not a pot if we win the game or if we lose the game or if we draw the game. What I want to see in the second half is a different mindset. Yeah, that we go for this game, yeah? That we also work as a team with fighting spirit, with togetherness, and not just being anyhow a bit angry on the pitch, a bit disappointed, a bit mooning about the teammate and the bad pass or something like this. I wanted some steel, some spirit, and some togetherness. And I have to say, what the let's deliver then in the second half was outstanding, because yeah, I got the feeling we were all over them, controlled all their counters. They were still dangerous. Yeah? They have quality players, but we controlled all their counters, played more or less just in their half, scored two fantastic goals, could have scored perhaps even a few more. But also, especially to have this mentality also, it's a third game for us in 6 days and a difficult first half, and then to find the next gear within the game, not in the beginning, but within the game. Although you could argue, oh, I was a bit unlucky with missing the penalty, half own goal, and you know, this is winning mentality. And for that, pretty proud with this game, pretty proud with the second half, pretty proud with this result. And for that, I just have compliments for the Lazio, because you can't be 46 games from the first to the last second always perfect. But when there is a difficult time, then you have to show character and real steel and real fighting spirit. That's what we showed in the second half, and for that, it's more or less a priceless win for us.
You said after the weekend, look, it's not about league status at this stage, it's about points. That's 67 now from 32 games. 10 clear, I know there's teams playing tomorrow night. It's looking very, very strong position your team are in there.
Yes, but again, so I'm not addicted to the table, and the table is not important for me. I know 67 points at this stage of the season is fantastic and outstanding, but we have to keep going. For me, this win just means we are 3 points closer to achieve what we want to achieve in the end. If we right now stop winning points, it would be even enough to make it into the playoffs. So that's definitely for sure. So our task is right now, and this is what we want to achieve as quick as possible, 80 points. Yeah, with 80 points, you are safe in the playoffs, perhaps even a few less enough to stay there, but with 80 points you're definitely safe, and this is what we want to achieve, and this is then what we have achieved also our targets, what we spoke about before the season starts. And if we have then achieved 80 points and there are still a few games to go there, then we can speak about everything else, and then we want to go for more. But this league, it's so difficult to win points. You have to fight. This game is another proof. You have to fight for each and every point, and in order to make it to up to 80, we need 30 more. So still a proper amount of games, and we have good chances to achieve this, and I'm also confident that we will achieve this, but for that we have to keep going and have to work for on. And like I mentioned, so I'm not too carried away, not too over the moon. I'm just unbelievably happy with the status quo and want to keep going.
Final one from me. You said at weekend, Timo, you feel he's getting back to his best. Maybe if he continues in this vein, he could be unplayable. Okay, he's missed the penalty, but this first goal and the second goal, that's what he's all about. So sharp.
I think he was unplayable during the whole game. They had problems to control his movements, and he created a lot. And Timo is, for me, the best player and the best striker in this league. First of all, because he suits to our style. Yeah, there are different types, but also what he does for the team. When I think about the selfless assist in the last game, about his workload in terms of pressing, in terms of winning balls back, but also how he delivers. He's always there with a crucial goal, with the opener, with 1-0 in the last four games, four times with consistency, he scores the first goal. He's not the guy who scores then the easy 7-1 with the back heel or whatever. He is there when it counts. Today again, so with the first goal after the equalizer and then the 2-1, he's always there when it's really necessary, and this makes him that unique in this league, in this level, and we all should value a lot that we have him under contract. He's a fantastic character, fantastic football player, and yeah, hopefully he can go on further on like this, and he stays also healthy and don't get any problems with his body or with illnesses or whatever. You never know during this strange times with the pandemic. You always have to be careful, but at the moment it looks unbelievably good. Well,
thanks, Danny.
Daniel, did it surprise you how aggressive Birmingham were in the first half?
No, because I know that they have this quality, and they have the quality also to press. They have top players up front, and I think about the options also to bring into the game, like Jutkiewicz to start with Hogan. There, they're top players. They have winger options with Sanchez, with Bela, with Lego. So they have players in order to play quite offense. Many technical players also up front. It was still not easy to create against them, because Aitor set them always up unbelievable, well structured, and it's difficult to beat them. And for that, I was quite pleased how much we created today in this away game. But I also know that when you allow these players to win duels over the wing, then crosses come in and they would go for it. Yeah, because it's a good side, and I'm pretty sure that in the end they will definitely finish above the line and will finish more or less in mid-table. I'm 100% sure about this, and for that we were not surprised. They went perhaps even a bit more for it in comparison to the home game. But was also a bit due to we were in lead anyhow. They had to risk a little bit more. For that, I spoke about before the game. It's important to score the first goal, to open the game a little bit, and that's what we did. And Birmingham is a good side, no doubt about this.
You said a lot about Pukki already, but I mean, he's got six goals in his last four games. Is there, he's on fire at the moment, clearly. Is there any kind of goal target that you'd like to see him hit at all?
No, because he has proved this already. He was 2 years ago the best striker in this league, the best player in this league, got the award for the best player, got the award for the most goals, so he has proved this, so he doesn't have to do this again. It's not important at all, but what he has proven 2 years ago, that he can be the key man, the key striker to bring your team over the line. This is all that matters in the second season. It's not about individual statistics. He was also out for a few games because of illnesses, because of injuries. He had no preseason anyhow. I think hardly any striker has played more games in Western Europe in the last two years. So it's not about when I can give him a rest also further on, I will do this, because he's not anyhow after any individual awards. He has won them all. So for him, his target is more like to bring us as a team over the line to where we want to be in the end. And this is more like his crossbar, and he's working on to achieving this. That's the only target I set him, and we set us, and yeah, I'm pretty happy that he's that selfless and such a team player. He's a great character.
When you say you want to give him a rest, but he looks so important. How possible is that, or likely?
2 minutes today was possible, and also due to also the last goal that we scored was also expression on how important the whole team is there, because they brought then tall players into the game with Roberts, with Jutkiewicz, and in this last moment there was a set piece to defend, and yeah, we then brought our smaller players off with Onlandes, although he had a fantastic impact, and he was important for us, but and Emil Buendia. But we got the thing, okay, we have to defend this one situation, a set piece. Mm-hmm. It's important then to have our best headers on the pitch. That's the reason why we brought John Hugel and Jacob Lumi-Sørensen on. And then second phase, John Hugel defended the set piece. Lucas Rupp, another important substitution, with a great 80-yard drive, dribble with the ball. And then he was that selfless to play the ball over to Oliver Skip. Yeah? Lucas could have been a bit selfish to think, okay, right now I'm after the substitution, I'm in the spotlight, score the goal. No, he was just thinking about the team, and this is what we have to show. So team character, team spirit, and I'm quite light with this, and that's the only thing that matters.
And no doubts about the penalty at all, in terms of winning the penalty, you know, the decision to award you.
I haven't watched it back. I think it looked like Todd Kent will touch a ball and the ball goes into the other direction. There was then probably a clear penalty, but I haven't watched it back, so it doesn't matter anyway because we missed it sadly. But I haven't watched it back, so I can't judge it. But it looked just from 50 yards away, it looked like a pretty clear penalty because Todd played the ball and then the goalkeeper was probably too late.
Will Timo continue to take penalties for you?
He has got many penalties already, so for that, just after one missed penalty, I would doubt it. But we have also other players. Mario Franch is a good penalty taker. It's always like we have one or two on the poster, and we had also a period, I think 2 years ago in our title season, we missed an unbelievable amount of penalty, and we switched from after each of a missed penalty, it doesn't help as well. So then you have many players who have missed penalties, so for that, I would even be absolutely sure that Timo would take the next penalty to finish. But if he doesn't feel great and he's experienced enough, he doesn't think just about his own goal tally, he just thinks about the team, then we have also other players like Mario Frančić or Emil Buendia scored a penalty over the years as well. We have other players, so I'm not too concerned about this.
Just after you've played a very settled team for a while now, are they tired at all, or are they fresh and just wanting to carry on as they have done in the last few games?
It's good right now that we have five days between the games, because it's difficult when you have to deliver all 3 days. You can do this once perhaps. Today it was also important because it was more or less the same schedule also for Birmingham. No advantage. I can remember once we had to play 3 games within 6 days against Swansea, and Swansea was resting for 6 days and just able to concentrate, and this 1 or 2% could make the difference. But all in all, I have to say our fitness level is outstanding. Also, the recovery was enough. We had nearly 80 hours. It's enough to recover. We had 3 proper sleeps. Sometimes it's difficult when you arrive pretty late after an evening game on Wednesday, for example, pretty late at home, and you're just there in the early hours of Thursday morning, and you have to play it then Saturday afternoon. This is a bit tricky right now. With the next game on Sunday, it's not a problem at all, and all the players want to play football games instead of training. So for that, not a concern for the weekend.